Logan Garrett here from Rainforest Radio in Costa Rica, welcoming you to the best environmental radio program in the U.S. It's time now for the Green Living Show with landscape architect, arborist, columnist, author, and speaker, my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Got a good one for you today. Going to talk about a few things, catching up, and then have a guest that I think you're going to enjoy, a friend of mine from Boston, and he's an arborist and into organics and has some things going on that I think you will be interested in hearing about, and we'll get to that after the first break. He's in town for the Garden Writers Convention. It's an annual deal. I haven't been involved in that in the past ever, so that was interesting to be there last night. We had a little roundtable discussion, and we'll talk about some of the things that came up there. It'd be good for Peter and I, Peter Wiles, who I'm talking about, to discuss. But first, the poison of the week. Most of you that have been listening know that we're doing that, and we've started off by covering some of the pest control products that we don't recommend. And why? The reason we started this was that we started talking about one particular one, malathion, not too many weeks ago on the show, and found out that a whole bunch of people were a little bit naive about how dangerous these products really are. Pesticides for inside the house and outside the house as well. We're going to cover not only pesticides, but we're going to cover the soaps and cleaners and antibacterial kinds of things, sanitizers, all of the things that I don't recommend for various reasons around the home or office. We'll cover them one week at a time, but we'll continue to add them to the library on the website, dirtdoctor.com, so you can refer to it, and we can continue to add new information, new data. For example, one of the herbicides that we've covered on one of these poisons of the week already is a little product that you've probably heard of, I know you have, called Roundup. And there's new research, brand new research, about how dangerous it is to the life in the soil. And we will add that to, I didn't get it done, I just got the note about the research, and we've got video showing it being destructive to beneficial life in the soil. And we'll add that video and the information to the website. So far, we've covered malathion, 2,4-D, 7, which was a real surprise to some people about how dangerous, how deadly it is. It's amazing how well it has been marketed, kind of like a Roundup. And some other pest control products. We covered acetate, which is orthene. And we will continue to do that on a weekly basis and have it available to you. We have it all spelled out in my blog, in the forums, on the website. And also, each time we do something about a specific product, we'll put that same information in the library. It's all in alphabetical order for you. So, in other words, we're covering the negative things a little bit more than we have in the past. I like covering the positive things the best. That's the most important thing for you to understand. But it really kind of hit me in the face about how uninformed some people are, because you know, their friends, their the radio show they listen to, the column that they read, the store where they shop, has given them the false impression about the safety of some of these products. What's often said that is that if the product is used carefully, according to label instructions, then it's not a problem. Well, that's the biggest lie there is out there. Another thing that's said a lot of times is that toxic pesticides of various kinds, and that when you say the word pesticide, that means all of the chemicals that are used to kill something living, that they're safe once the grass is dry and it's fine to run your kids back out there in the bare feet. Nothing could be a bigger falsehood. The dry pesticides on grass and on various plants and on the hardwood floors and carpet and rugs in the house, once it's dry, it's still there. It's still volatilizing, going right into the skin of kids. And probably who's at risk even more than kids are the pets, who are running around with their bare feet out on it all the time. So Well, we'll get into that a little bit more, but this week's poison of the week is a fertilizer. Yeah, we're going to cover the fertilizers also. We started with the one that always the most commonly recommended as being safe and good for the soil and functions in an organic program if you don't use it too heavily and all that kind of stuff. And I bought into that for a while. You'll read some of my old stuff where I said, if you're going to use a fertilizer, synthetic fertilizer, use urea and cut the rate of it way down. Well, that's the only thing I said that was smart at all. It is very destructive, and the evidence is there now in various kinds of reports to germinating seed and life in the soil and all kinds of things. So we'll get into that in more detail, and we've already got some of that up on the website for you. Where do you find all that? Go to dirtdoctor.com. Go into the forums, that's the chat room area, and click on the blogs, and it'll be under the Dirt Doctor's, in the same area where the Dirt Doctor's blog is, the poison blog. Current newsletter, and those of you that don't get our newsletter, that's easy to remedy. Just send us an email, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, or fill out the little form that is on the website, and we'll send it to you every week. I apologize, we missed a week last week, and that's because I've been out of commission computer-wise. I have a new computer now. I went Mac because I was having so much problem with the other system. But making the transition with the gigantic amount of data that I have on my computer from photographs to documents and research and everything, it's taken a while to get back in business. We are this week's newsletter just went out. In fact, Peter told me that he received it last night late. If it's not in your inbox, it will be shortly. And if you're new to hearing about the newsletter, it's free every week. Just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. We're covering the evils of plastic bottles, drinking water and other soft drinks out of plastic bottles, and giving you some hints about how to go instead, so you can see all that. I've had some questions come in this week, and it makes sense because of the timing of the school year, about lice in schools. One of the worst things that I still see people do, and you know, years ago we did it too before we learned about this this green living approach, is people go to the stores, ask the person in the store what should they buy for lice on their kid's head, and they're sold products that used to have Dursban in them, believe it or not. Used to have other toxic chemicals. For the most part today, they have synthetic pyrethroids, and the pyrethroids are a synthetic more or less version copy of the natural pyrethrums. And I don't recommend either one of them. If you buy a product that has natural pyrethrum in it to put on your kid's head, I don't want you to do that. But if for sure, if it has a chemical in it, you should not do it, because it goes right in through the scalp, right into the bloodstream of your child, and it's a bad thing to do. Well, what do, you ask? My assistant that I had for many, many years had a sister, maybe she's still doing it, who works for the YMCA. YMWA, I guess, is it the girls? And YWCA, I mean. And she had a technique for the kids that had worked wonderful for years, and she was a little surprised that other people hadn't found out about it yet. And what it is to rinse your hair with vinegar. Well, a lot of times I use vinegar anyway, especially when I'm traveling. I'll try to either take or pick up some apple cider vinegar, and I'll rinse after having a shower with it. Does a couple things. It washes off the residue from the soap if I forgot to bring one of the good quality soaps with me and I'm using the stuff in the hotel. And the contaminants in the water, if you don't have a traveling water head that will filter the water for you. And I recommend that. I don't always remember to do it or take the time and the effort to do it. But the vinegar is a pretty good thing to use anyway, is my point. But it will also kill head lice and the nits of head lice very, very effectively. Sometimes not totally 100% with the first application. Usually it will if you're really thorough with the rinsing. What I'd recommend is wash with a real good quality organic soap. Some of the tea tree oil-based soaps are good in their own right for lice control. And then the other thing you can do is rinse with vinegar. Are you going to smell a little bit like vinegar for a while? Yeah, a little bit. Rinse off real good. And it's good for your hair, by the way, as well. I've had a lot of herbalists through the years tell me that they like me talking about that. So give that a shot. We're going to talk about a lot of things. If you want to call and be with me, the number is 1-866-444-3478. I am Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Green Living Shop, that's where you can buy the products that we talk about if you can't find them locally. We like to help get them in the retail stores, and we'll continue to do that. But if all else fails, you can get them through Green Living Shop. I'll be right back after this. Don't go away. Munster Natural Dog Food is a very special product for your very special pets. It has all of the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food. Natural preservatives throughout the product, citric acid, rosemary extracts, etc. Not just in the fats, like with most dog foods, by the way. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals, and the blend gives dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three rations. That's the red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. The latest addition to the Munster Natural line of products is the chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Our two mutts, Hannah and the new puppy Tater, like all the formulas, I think your dogs will too. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients and is found in the black bag. It's Munster Natural dog food and cat food. I recommend these products very highly for your special pets.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With seven optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. attachments sold separately. See your local servicing steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
All righty, Howard, back with you. That number, if you want to call in, is 866-444-3478. If you just want to sit back and listen, that's great, too. Last night, as I said, I was on a panel with some organic types at the National Garden Writers meeting. It's an annual event. And one of the guys on the panel with me was a relatively new friend of mine, an arborist from Boston by the name of Peter Wild. Good morning, Peter. Get over there close to that mic. There
Good morning, Howard. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I appreciate you getting up this early. I know y'all had kind of a late dinner last night, and I'm sorry I had to flake out on you, but I didn't tell everybody in the first hour, I did a little damage to my back. So if I sound like I'm in pain here as we're going, you'll understand what the deal is. Peter has been in the tree business up in Boston for a long time. He's the owner of the Boston Tree Preservation Company. He's also the owner of Arbor Jet. And we're going to talk about all those kind of things. But the main thing that's important about Peter that I want to start with is that he's like me. He's gone organic in his own property and organic for the most part with trees. And the big story there, Peter, like we were talking at the event last night, is that it works better. That's really the most important point of the whole thing, isn't it?
It is, Howard. And most of the people that we try to interest into converting to organic, we ask them to give it 3 years. Don't just give it 1 year. Give it 3 years. Get these properties to detoxify and get them onto an organic program of health.
Well, it was interesting talking to you up there about something that I was surprised about, and that is how much of the chemical lawn care company there is up there. I kind of expected Boston to be probably less into that than Dallas and Fort Worth, but that's not really the case, is it?
I think it's changing over the last 10 years because there was probably a 20-year period where people were applying these synthetics to their properties, and after a few decades of putting these salts and chlorides on your property, you are going to affect the health of the soil, and the first symptoms that you're going to see are problems with the trees and shrubs.
One of the things that I don't know, I guess what tricked me was when you go to Boston, when you go to that area in general, the trees are so big and so beautiful, and the landscaping is lush and all. You just kind of think that's kind of an organic, natural sort of place. So I was a little bit surprised about how much the chemical world dominated there. It's made, I guess, your Boston Tree Preservation Company needed in a lot of cases, go in and detox and get the trees back in good shape.
One of the interesting things, Howard, about the soil in New England is it's really a beautiful soil profile, and the soil is quite deep, sometimes several feet.
Especially compared to here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where we have white rock right at the surface.
But what happens, Howard, is these soils, because of raking leaves for the last, 100 years, mm-hmm. 150 years, the organic matter isn't getting back into the soil, and the soil needs to be 5% plus organic matter.
Right.
Your forest soils sometimes are over 50% organic matter. So there really isn't the food to support the biology, the beneficial biology. And if you don't have that mix, then you're going to start having deficiencies, imbalance, and the trees will be the first symptom of that declining barometer.
Well, like I said, there's gigantic trees. Some of them will be, pictures of them will be in my upcoming book if I ever get it finished. But you also are into one of the things that we are down here, and that is planting trees in the right way so you don't start off with a problem. Do you see the landscape contractors up there getting into this planting at the right height and eliminating circling and girdling roots in the beginning and all that, or is it still a problem there?
Well, it's sad to see a lot of the bald and burlap technology going by the wayside, and a lot of the new trees that are going into the ground are container grown, and these container grown plants are predisposed to an improper root system. You've got that swirling action of the roots just sort of tying themselves in knots.
Absolutely. Well, do you see that getting worse or getting better?
I see it getting worse, but if people had more knowledge, they would know how to prepare that root system that was in a container so that it does properly extend out beyond the roots rather than ultimately girdle itself. I see it primarily in the Japanese red maples, believe it or not.
Oh, really? I've seen it some there, but we have it the worst here on a Chinese pistachio tree and lace bark elms for some reason here, but I have seen it in Japanese maples as well. As you and I talked when we were together in Boston, we have also been experimenting with bare rooting plants, pulling them out of the container, soaking them in water, getting them totally hydrated, and then untangling that mess. And it takes more time. It's more time consuming to do, but it really does pay off.
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily more time consuming. It's definitely an energy savings. You're not transporting a 50-ton root ball. You're saving on the energy of the weight and mass of that tree. But you've told me some great stories about that bare rooting concept.
Yeah, the fellow that the arborist in Cincinnati, I need to get you two guys together. But the homeowner can even do it when they're planting a small tree, a 5-gallon, a 15-gallon or something from a nursery, by putting it in water, soaking it for an hour or two, and bare rooting after it is home from the garden center. And we've done that with our experiments in several cases. And not only are we seeing real good success with the way the trees are living and establishing and starting to grow, we're seeing the trees do better in a short period of time than if we left it all wound up in a knot. So, well, that's Peter Wild, a friend of mine and an arborist up in Boston. We're going to talk a little bit more about a bunch of things. He's involved in some great stuff. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll be back right after this.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit Aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special of 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount, free same day shipping, and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by going to Aquasana.com. That's AQUASANA.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All right, Howard Garrett back with you. I've got a guest today by the name of Peter Wild, and we were just talking about trees off the air, and I want to continue that, Peter. As I told you, we've got a lot of interesting tree pruning, let's say, going on here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I'm sure it happens all over the country, where the power company comes in and trims trees back 10 feet from that top thin line, which is the hot line. It's not those big lower ones, but they don't have time to deal with doing it right. I've talked to some homeowners, and I've talked to the electrical companies about, can the owner do the pruning and maintain the trees themselves? And the answer is yes, but if they don't do it exactly like we need and keep the stuff 10 feet away, we're going to come in and do it ourselves, and we're going to fine you big time, and we're going to take over. Do you deal with something similar? And you were going to give me another thought on that too.
Well, it's really a catch-22, Howard. For example, you've got the utility company that puts a contract out to bid. These limbs have to be cut away from the power lines in a certain triangular measurement. Maybe it's 10 feet tall, 15 feet wide, and anything within that triangle has to be cleared. And so these contracts go out to bid, and a private company gets the bid, and they are in charge of doing all the trimming. Well, the supervisor from the utility company, if he's not satisfied with the level of clearance that the private company has done, this company's got to go back and do it all over again. Well, there goes your profit. So this private company that has the contract is going to try and do the job right the first time. And that's going to be more than less when it comes to trimming. So it's really a battle between the utility company, the supervisors who are monitoring it, and the private sector. And then you've got the public, which tends to have a voice after the work has been done. But people need to realize that they do have a voice. And if somehow they were aware that their trees were going to be trimmed and they had a concern, they could communicate with the utility company and express their concerns. So the public does have a voice. They just need heads up on when it's going to happen so that it's not after the fact.
Well, I guess you run into it all over the country. It's not just here in the South. Anywhere there's trees growing and overhead lines, we have the same issue, right?
We do, and it's kind of interesting that we plant trees right underneath power lines.
Right,
but
that's the first problem. Yeah,
you know, that's not going to change.
It's not going to change, and a lot of times people will buy a house that looks good because it has these beautiful big trees all around it, and the homeowner pays a premium for it in most cases, which I don't have a problem with at all. And then a year or so later, here comes the utility company and says, you know, our lines are going through your trees, and they have to do this major pruning and destroy the look of the trees. But you're right. If you had the chance, and I've been guilty of it myself in the past, and I guess lines have been added, too. That's another thing that can happen. But the best thing to do is, under high lines, plant a small tree, and there's a lot of good choices that won't grow so tall that they become a problem.
There are a lot of good choices, and we could get into that, but I just want to backtrack a little bit. Sometimes you have people who will buy a house, they don't like the way the power lines look coming into the house, and they'll choose to spend the money to put those lines underground. So what I've seen happen is that these people put the lines underground, and they're severing all the root systems of their possibly majestic plant material, because those lines have to go more than 3 feet deep.
Sure.
And you're going to be cutting off roots of special established trees in your yard, so you need to be concerned about that.
We have a suggestion on that, and it works very well, but it costs more money, and that is to cut the line with an air spade or an air knife and then thread the utilities through there, or use a boring machine. Both work, and both can be successful and do very little to no damage to the tree, but it does cost significantly more, no question about it. Point is just to talk to the utility company and see if there's an alternative, see what the alternatives are, and see what you can do. And if your trees get destroyed, look at planting some new ones, maybe in a different place. So one thing I want to talk about with Peter, he's really on the cutting edge of something that's going on that relates to trees and also to insects and other pathogenic creatures, I guess, as well, but mostly insects, and that is imported insects showing up without being invited and causing lots of trouble. Tell us about your involvement there.
Well, Howard, global trade has really opened up Pandora's box as far as moving the insects around the planet. I refer to them as exotic invasive insects.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last 35 years, I have dealt with insects like the gypsy moth, the winter moth caterpillar, the hemlock woolly adelgid, spider mites, scale. All these invasive insects have created a problem in my backyard with my customers. And about 15 years ago, the hemlock woolly adelgid came to town. It was an insect that blew up from the Carolinas with Hurricane Gloria in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
It landed in Connecticut and on the eastern seaboard, and it made its way into my backyard about 15 years ago. So not all hemlocks could be sprayed with a safe product like a horticultural oil. I didn't believe in soil-drenching pesticides. There's so much congestion and sprawl in the Northeast that you're not going to be allowed, or you shouldn't be allowed, to put toxins in the soil and affect the water table. So I started playing around with an injection methodology. Stem injection of trees is really something that hasn't been re-engineered for 50 years,
mm-hmm.
back when all the elm trees died around the country. So we started playing around with some different injection methods for the hemlock woolly adelgid, and I started getting some results. And it made sense at that time to create better equipment for the stem injection and to re-engineer this 50-year-old technology. But what we also re-engineered, Howard, were the formulations. In the past, a lot of these formulations that were injected into trees were just pesticides right off the shelf.
Right.
They were soluble mm-hmm. concentrates, and they didn't necessarily move to the target. You could inject them into a tree, but they didn't necessarily move to the target.
Mm-hmm.
So I hired a team of research and development and engineers, and we modified the equipment, and we started to make formulations that would move to the target, they would have residual, and they were the proper pH. So shortly after that, primarily focused on the hemlock woolly adelgid, what shows up next? The Asian longhorn beetle in New York and Chicago. The emerald ash borer, which is threatening 8.5 billion trees, Howard, out in the Midwest. That's 6% of the country's forest cover. So here was a local need in the Boston area for hemlock woolly adelgid, and almost overnight it became an international need with the invasion of these exotic invasives.
And you responded by taking a device, I guess, that existed on the market and modified it somehow or another, didn't you, to inject the chemicals, in this case, into the tree?
You know, it's interesting because the device that we used was a mass human inoculation tool that...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
It was called the MediJet, and it was used to inoculate people very quickly without a syringe and with a CO2 blast. It would introduce the medicament right through your skin into the arm. And that particular tool was taken off the market because it was blamed for spreading hepatitis,
because mm-hmm.
It would take a little bit of body fluid from the first person and add it to the second person. So anyways, we took this medical device, and I developed some needles that would go through different bark thicknesses, and I would make small deposits underneath the bark. Through the cambium, we would just puncture that first annual ring in the xylem, and we would make a deposit of about a 64th of a milliliter. And we thought that this was the least invasive way to get medicament systemically into the plant. So we went on to modify that particular methodology, and now we use an arbor plug, and we drill a small hole, and the arbor plug keeps the medicament in the plant, and it's a closed wound instead of an open wound, which more opportunists can get at the bark and the xylem. Mm. So if you went to the website arborjet.com, A-R-B-O-R-J-E-T, you would see the methodology. It's going to be a little difficult to describe it over the radio. But what I can describe over the radio is because we started out with a medical device, and trees are very much like people in,
sure.
in their needs. When you go to the doctor, you can get a shot. When you go to the hospital, you're going to get an IV. So we have taken from medical technology and developed techniques where a tree can either get a shot or an IV.
And when we first started talking about this, as you know, I had a little bit of a problem with the fact that you were using some toxic chemicals. But your theory at that point was, well, it's better to do that than to be spraying something all over the place in the air or drenching it into the soil. And I agreed with that, although I still don't recommend the Mojay-type injectors and the injectors that are used to put propiconazole in for oak wilt and things like that. Yours is a different approach, but there's been a big major addition to that thought process, and that is Peter has come up with a totally organic product now to use in the system, and it sounds like tests are going well so far. I hope that's true.
Well, Howard, that's a good point, and we did have to get out of the gate with some of the technical molecules that were available to us for insect control. But it's also about toxic use reduction. And when you start to approach transitioning from a harsh chemical environment to an organic environment, it's not just going to be black and white. There's going to be a transition period. So we took some of the products that were off the shelf and we reformulated them to be have the ability to move to the target in the plant, and we felt that they were friendly to the environment, friendly to the applicator. There was no exposure. It's, for all intents and purposes, a closed system. So we made some good headway, but now we're headed into the botanical mode, and this is where we wanted to end up ultimately and where we wanted to start from. But this new product, Azosol, is a fabulous product, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it in the next session.
We'll take a quick break and come back with Peter Wild, arborist from Boston. We're going to talk about Zataractin. If you know what that is, you'll know what we're going to be talking about. If you don't, you're about to learn. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Website is dirtdoctor.com. Don't go away. This is Howard Garrett for Alpha Biosystems product Thrive. You know, I've recommended a lot of products. I've used a lot of products through the years, and this may be the most important one that I've ever dealt with. Thrive is a beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus product. It's great for all plants in all soils, especially if you have plants that aren't performing the way they should. Alpha Bio also has a product that will help you with your pond cleanup and pet odors. For information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's alphabiosystems.com.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Nothing can ruin your yard like moles. That's why there's Mole Scram, the one mole repellent that really works. Mole Scram quickly and effectively reduces mole activity and gives your yard triple action protection against moles. Mole Scram is all granular, environmentally safe, and completely organic. It's easy to apply, just sprinkle or spread, and it comes with a money-back guarantee. Get Mole Scram today at fine nurseries and garden centers or go to molescram.com. Mole Scram, the name says it all.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you are currently having trouble with hearing, or if you have a friend or a relative that's having some trouble hearing, I've got a suggestion. It's a company called Affordable Hearing, a hearing aid company I recommend. They have several locations, Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that'll help your schedule. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592. available 7 days a week to help answer your questions. Also, the number to call to set an appointment. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing test and let you try one of the hearing aids for a while with no cost or obligation. You'll see and hear a lot of other hearing aid companies advertise, but this is the one I recommend. Affordable Hearing uses the latest technology, and they'll save you money. That's where the name comes from. Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592. Even if you've had trouble with other hearing aids, I recommend you call Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Howard Garrett and arborist Peter Wild with me. We've been talking about his techniques for injecting trees which have been hit by a lot of invasive species up in the Boston area. That's the area he primarily works in, although he does some consulting and speaking all around the country. That's why he's in Dallas with us right now. But one of the things we were just getting into that he's going to tell you about now is on this injection process. And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, if arborists are out there or landscape companies that want to get this equipment and do this, they can do it through ArborJet?
They can do it through ArborJet. One of our major distributors nationally is John Deere, and there seems to be one of those in everybody's backyard. So I'd recommend we support our John Deere friends, and otherwise they can go online.
Okay, well, let's talk about the neem thing, starting with the owners, because they're pretty fascinating, the owners of the product, and all the details.
Howard, it's a great story. United Beverage, which owns an organic beer called Kingfisher, very popular.
Which I still haven't gotten to try yet.
And I think that these folks are out of India, and you cannot advertise beer in India. So the gentleman who owns the Kingfisher beer started an airlines called Kingfisher, and so subliminally he can advertise his beer while he flies people around in Kingfisher planes. But anyways, they have an organic beer line. In the States, I believe the name of the beer is Red Tail, and there's a couple other brands. But this United Beverage Group, they wanted to treat their grains and hops organically, and they knew that neem oil and I'll talk more about what neem oil is, but they knew that neem oil wasn't as effective as it could be. So they did the R&D, and they found out how to develop an azadirachtin in a soluble powder, which has 100 times more efficacy than neem oil as we know it today.
Mm-hmm.
So they call this product Azosol. They have chosen ArborJet to distribute it in the tree and landscape market. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited about it because it's an injectable. We can inject it right into the sap flow of the tree. It can be soil drenched into the root system, and it can be applied as a foliar. And it's a botanical, so it's natural, and we're really excited about it. And you should ask me some more questions about the different types of things that it does. But before you do that, when you were talking about head lice earlier,
mm-hmm.
and there
oh,
are...
Oh, yeah, we didn't get back to that.
Yeah, there,
well, sorry.
There are shampoos. I mean, azadirachtin or neem is used in toothpaste. It's used in soaps. It's used in shampoos. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of these neem oil shampoos didn't control head lice.
Oh, I think that's a great point. And I started to bring it up when I was talking, but I wanted to visit with you about it off the air. It's interesting that something that's as safe as neem to use internally, like you were saying, and on your skin and everything, is so effective systemically on these pests that you have such a problem with.
Well, their mode of action is primarily a growth regulator.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much of a toxin
right.
as it is something that just alters these small creatures. But it also serves as a repellent for insects. It seems to have an odor and a sticky component to it. And most of your neem oil products seem to work more as a repellent than they do as a pesticide or a fungicide. But with the azadirachtin soluble powder, you are going to get 100 times the benefit of the control of insects. It's used on food crops. It's used in forestry. It's used in, I think it might actually even promote soil health, even though it.
It might, yeah.
You know.
Well, one of the things that's very important for you to understand here is that if you have been listening to me very long at all or read any of my stuff, you probably have noticed that I have a neem in the list of acceptable organic products, but I don't push it that much. I don't bring it up that often. And Peter explained to me why I didn't have the comfort level that I have had or that I've been missing, and that is those liquid neem products on the market in the shelves in the stores probably aren't very effective, are they?
Well, I think that the percentage of active that is in those soluble concentrates has degraded to some level. Anything that's a botanical or organic is going to be sensitive to degradation. And
plus, it wasn't as concentrated to begin with.
Well, it appears, though, that neem oil itself is a byproduct of the extraction method. So what you may be seeing is it's probably the equivalent of what a cup of coffee is compared to the actual grind of the bean.
Right, right.
So
Big difference, in other words.
Yeah, there's a big difference. But I've been pleased with some of the neem oil liquid formulations in the past. I've used them for tick repellent. I've used them for mosquito repellent. And they have worked on a repellent level, but when it really comes down to controlling a pest, I think that the powdered product is going to do the trick.
The powdered product of neem that he's talking about is called Azosol?
Azosol.
Azosol. It's not in the stores that well yet. It will be in the Green Living Shop at some point in time, trust me. And those of you that get the next hour, we'll talk about it more and other issues with Peter Weil. Arborist from Boston. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. And if you want our newsletter, which covers all this stuff in great detail, just go to dirtdoctor.com. If you want our newsletter, we're back in business with it. Just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. And the current one and the past ones are on the website. Just look under newsletter on the webpage.